Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, January 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russia has accused Ukraine of firing missiles at two thermal power plants in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region of Ukraine on Sunday. Citing information from Russia's state TASS news agency, initial reports in Reuters suggested that the Elenovka and Starobyshevskaya thermal power plants had been hit by Ukrainian missiles and that some workers had been injured and one person killed. Reuters reported that there was no immediate comment from Ukraine. Kyiv has never officially claimed responsibility for attacks inside Russia or Russian-occupied territories. Visitors to the Vatican can now pay homage to Pope Benedict XVI at his official burial site in the Vatican grottos beneath St. Peter's Basilica. The former pope was buried in the same place where the tomb of Pope John Paul II was located before his remains were reinterred in St. Peter's Basilica in 2011. As of 9 a.m. yesterday morning, the burial site in the grottos of St. Peter's Basilica was open to the public, with journalists accredited the Vatican becoming the first visitors to the site. The location, inscribed simply with the words, Benedictus Pope XVI, was chosen by the retired pope, who passed away December 31st at the age of 95. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki and Polish President Andrzej Duda were among the tens of thousands of mourners who attended the former pope's funeral last week. The Polish crew of the yacht I Love Poland set out yesterday from Lanzarote in the Canary Islands in a race across the Atlantic in the 9th annual Royal Ocean Racing Club, or RORC, transatlantic race. The I Love Poland crew will cover roughly 3,000 nautical miles from the starting point in the Canary Islands to the finish line at Camber & Nicholson's Port Louis Marina on the island of Grenada in the West Indies. In total, more than 200 sailors from 21 countries will take part in this year's competition, which will feature vessels of various sizes, including 3 70-foot trimarans, 3 maxi yachts, including the I Love Poland, and many smaller yachts, some of which contain only 2-person crews. Iga Świątek has been named Poland's best athlete of 2022 by Poland's Przegląd Sportowy sports magazine and Polsat Television. In the poll, held by Przegląd Sportowy for the 88th year, the 21-year-old French Open and U.S. Open Grand Slam winner came ahead of 3-time Speedway world champion and 2019 pole winner Bartosz Zmarzlik and 3-time pole winner Robert Lewandowski. Świątek's coach, Tomasz Wiktorowski, was also awarded Coach of the Year in the poll. Athletes with roots in Gdańsk were also included in the best athlete list, with Mateusz Biskup, a world-class Olympic rower born in Gdańsk, joining his world champion rowing doubles teammates Fabian Baranski, Mirosław Zientarski, and Dominik Chaja to round out the top 10. And while they may have not won an award for Poland's best athlete, more than a dozen athletes have been nominated to win the Sports Personality of Radio Gdańsk or the Personality of Pomorza Biega I Pomoc during a special gala tonight. The Sports Personality of Radio Gdańsk gala will take place in the Janusz Hajdun Concert Studio at 6 p.m. tonight, followed by a concert by popular local blues group Cotton Wings. Each of the 12 candidates who receive the title of Sports Personality of the Month in 2022 are eligible for the Sports Personality of the Year Award. A full list of the nominees, including those who contributed to the charity campaign Pomorza Biega I Pomoc, can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will hover around a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping slightly to a low of 3 degrees centigrade or 38 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar cold, cloudy weather is expected again tomorrow, with a chance for more rain again on Wednesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.